there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Got to do our upset special picks tonight, and I am definitely feeling the pressure because now, look, we've had pretty good records in the past, but when you start out 5-0, people in my family want to know what I like. I told you that, you know, the guy I coach with wants to know what I like. Oh, guys that I've known sent me a text, hey, what's going on? Nothing. How you doing? Hey, who do you like this week here? Do you like this game? I'm like, oh my God.
For entertainment only, people.
Yeah.
Just throwing it up there, making sure.
Look, 5-0. Look, I told you last week, Iowa over Iowa State. Iowa's defense is going to carry the day in a close, low-scoring game. Iowa wins on the field. Chargers are going to beat Washington. Chargers' defense was healthy, and I take Justin Herbert over the Washington defense, and that's how it went. So now I got to look at two picks, upset special, putting my 5-0 record on the line right here. One game in college football. One game in the NFL, the college football game always has to be a top 25 game. You can't say, go, I'm going to take that. It's got to be a top 25 game. You ready to go?
Let's get it.
All right. I'll kick it off. I'll go with my college football upset special pick. And my pick is Indiana +5 over Cincinnati. All right, Indiana is healthy after a really iffy week one, right? It didn't look good. Last week they looked really good. Their loss to Iowa may be great. Right, just think about that. Oh, look. No, Iowa may be really bleeping good, man. Iowa State had everybody back coming into this year. They had backdoor playoff plans. Now that's out. Iowa might be really good. So suddenly losing to Iowa week one is not that big a deal, right? Cincinnati has had a couple of warm-up games. This is their big on-the-road test, right? I'm looking for a big game from Michael Penix Jr. He's going to throw it better than you think against Cincinnati. They run the football well, and this is going to be I like the home dog situation. The fans are going to be insane. Indiana's looking for a plant their flag game. Cincinnati is a top 10 team that, hey, are they really this good? Are they really going to sneak their way into the college football playoff? I will take Indiana plus 5 over Cincinnati.
Ooh, that, you know what? That was on my short list. So kindred spirits, just like Eric Edholm, who just tweeted out, hey, look at Daniel Jones has Eli face down. It's like, yeah, my guy. We're doubling down. Look, I'm going to make a lot of our Los Angeles audience a little angsty right now. As I'm looking at the Fresno State Bulldogs, plus 11 against the UCLA Bruins. Team that has a lot of fight in it. Fresno State can put up points. The over-under in this one is 63. So this is one where I'm not saying you necessarily get the upset, but people are going to be puckered. This one's going to stay close, and UCLA is going to need to come up with some plays late to win this one. Why? Because they're looking ahead to the giant killers of Stanford the following week. Yeah, that's right. You know, the team that caused Clay Helton to lose his job. Yeah, they're off in the horizon. And you won't be fooled again. But that means the door is open for Fresno State plus 11.
Look at you. I mean, that's like the second time we've mentioned Fresno State on the show.
That was pretty good, though.
I kind of like that.
That was pretty good analysis. And I mean, that was almost like I'd scripted it or had a producer script that pick for me.
All right. So in the NFL, now I know you're not going to like this pick.
It's going to be wrong. As soon as you preface it like that,
I know you're not going to like it. I know this, but I'm taking the Bengals and 3 over the Bears. It scares me a little bit that when Cincinnati wins week one over Minnesota and the Bears lose by 20, the Bears are 3-point favorites. But okay, Cincinnati, Chicago. Look, I feel weird about it, but Cincinnati's offense is legit. I'm going against one Cincinnati and going pro Cincinnati for another. The Bengals' offense is legit. All right, Ja'Marr Chase has a huge week one. Forget about the white laces and the white stripes on the ball. No, he's fine. Cincinnati's offense is good. Joe Burrow is fantastic. All right, he is just continuing on the ascent to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Chicago's got big-time defensive problems right now. All right, they have really big-time problems. Is their offense going to be able to put up enough points when Cincinnati's just going to air it out up and down the field? Cincinnati's D did okay enough against the Minnesota Vikings offense. That's pretty good. But Burrow lights it up for a second week in a row. Maybe it's heroics at the end, but I'm taking Cincinnati, the Bengals, plus 3 over your Chicago Bears, Mike Harmon. And when I say your Chicago Bears, I mean your Bears because they're your team.
Yeah, and this goes back to the analysis of Sunday Night Football and the game that nobody watched. You had Mets Yankees on. Everybody else seemed to be watching some award show or previews of the Met Gala or something in terms of watching how the Bears move the football. Now, defensively, yeah, lapses in the defensive secondary. But that's why the spread is where it is, and it's still a home game. So it's essentially a pick 'em at 2.5 or 3, depending on what you're getting it at. We'll talk more about the Bears in one of our other famous pick segments coming up a little bit later on. I'm going to take Carolina plus 3.5 with New Orleans coming to town. Everybody's on the Jameis Winston hype and the bandwagon here. And you know me, I've been banging the drum for him since Drew Brees announced he was leaving. Hell, even before Drew Brees was out the door, I was saying it is time to let Jameis cook. You know, because, you know, that's the phraseology we use in our sports analysis. But I'm looking at Sam Darnold in that offense, explosive wide receivers, Christian McCaffrey, get the ball out quick behind that O-line, and for that defense to do just enough to disrupt things. I'll take them as a home dog getting 3.5.
Oh, look at you.
Sam.
So there it is, our upset special picks for the week. 5-0. I am feeling the pressure. Indiana plus 5 over Cincinnati. And I feel like you can't not like me if you're in the greater Ohio area because, yeah, I'm anti-one, but I'm pro the other. So I think it's okay.
Well, I mean, that's you get your 50-50 split. No, that's good.
No, that's exactly how it goes. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We have a change in Washington. Taylor Heinicke has just said, I see your Daniel Jones, and I raise you one me. Heinicke has a couple of big passes down the field. He is now up to 300 yards for the game. He has just thrown a deep touchdown pass. Ricky Seals-Jones, yeah. Boreanaz. Ricky Navy Seals-Jones for 19 yards and a touchdown. A great job by Seals-Jones staying in bounds. So with 4.5 left to go, Washington with a 27-26 lead right now over the New York Giants. Look at this. Daniel Jones with a chance to be a legend, Mike Harmon. Here he comes.
Well, he almost had his over come in because he was over under, was 1.5 touchdowns on the night. So that drop. And look, it's being debated. Was that an overthrow or a drop? Was it the perfect pass? No. But it's a catchable ball.
It hits your hand. It's a touchdown.
You got to catch the ball. You are a professional who, and we've seen Slayton with acrobatics, not only in this game, but in the history in his career. There are plenty of catches that he's made with a great degree of difficulty. That was not one of them. And
no.
He left it on the carpet. Adoree Jackson was the guy that just got outleaped the vertical on Ricky Seals-Jones going up and over. That you'll see that highlight a lot because that was a strong arm throw and then Jackson had no chance.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the last couple of nights, we've talked about, hey, here's some big teams to be excited about after week one in the NFL. How about a couple of tap the brakes teams? Like, you know what? Okay, it's nice they had a nice week one, but let's tap the brakes, Turbo, before we think, oh, they're going to be a fantastic team in the NFL this year. Let's talk about some tap the brakes team and break them down. First, you mentioned them earlier in the show. Everybody's excited about the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Everybody's so excited, right? Tap the brakes. Atlanta is terrible. I mean, they just absolutely stink. Their defense is awful. The Eagles still have no weapons outside of Jalen Hurts. Remember, I told you, Jalen Hurts is going to be a top five fantasy quarterback this year, so there is that. But they have nobody else. And this is a bad football. Atlanta is like going to be contending for the number one overall pick in the draft. This was as embarrassing a loss as you could possibly have. It's a great win for the Eagles after an offseason in which they didn't believe in Jalen Hurts, and they were trying to move on, and maybe they're going to trade for Deshaun Watson. I feel so happy for Jalen Hurts. I'm happy the Eagles won, but let's tap the brakes on the Eagles. But hey, things have turned. It's 1 week, it's one win, and it was against a really, really bad Falcons team.
The beauty, though, is if you take care of business in games like that, right, win the games you're supposed to, the division is going to cannibalize itself, right? We're watching it tonight, right? On paper, coming into this game, it was, all right, the defense of the Washington football team is going to overpower the Giants, one or two extra mistakes, blah, 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 and Washington wins. Well, that hasn't been the script. Now, Washington still may get the victory, but it ain't going down as easy as anybody thought. The Cowboys, they still got warts, no matter how much you love their offense. So the Eagles, as long as Hurts can stay healthy and that offensive line doesn't go through things like last year, remember how many guys they used over the course of the year? I think it was 13 different linemen. That's a recipe for failure. I don't care who your quarterback is. That's going to end up bad. And then you had Wentz quit and everything else that went on through it. I'm sorry. I'm calling it what it is. You don't like it? At Swollen Dome, bring it. He had competition and he shut down, which is why I wasn't a believer of the Colts coming into the year. But
wow, you just went full Kevin Durant. You don't like it? Don't watch.
No,
you
but that's it.
You just full KD right there.
No, keep listening. Tell your friends that you hate me. That's great. But you go through it and you start looking at Ertz and Goddard, right? You got weapons. You got Smith, and now it's a question of can you eke out any other production from the other wide receivers? And that's going to be the hard part for them. But in that division, I'm not going to write them off, but I'm certainly not all of a sudden, oh, look at that explosion, because we said it. The Atlanta was going to be a bottom five defense, and that was being kind because I didn't want to single them out ahead of a full game. But now that it's there, yeah, they were the worst defense we saw in week one.
I am going tap the brakes on the Arizona Cardinals. All right, tap the brakes on the Cardinals. It was a big win that not a lot of people saw coming. Yep. Hey, Tennessee's been good for 3 years. They're just going to roll right over. Arizona's made a lot of changes. They've gone all in for this year. Their offense was dynamic. It was fantastic. But I've seen this from Arizona in the last year. Let's see how they handle success. Every time last year they won a couple of games, hey, we're in the conversation now. We're in the hunt for a playoff berth. They would lose a game or two. They were a team that couldn't handle success last year and wound up falling out. Also, once teams kept Kyler Murray in the pocket, it was a lot more difficult for them to score points. So let's see them. Let's see them be able to adjust. Let's see them be able to handle success for a little bit. I mean, it's a good start for them, but I'm tapping the brakes on the Cardinals a little bit.
Raced out to a big lead, and as we know, that division is going to be no No cakewalk, but I mean, again, it'll cannibalize itself a little bit as the season goes on for Kyler Murray. Kind of like with Russell Wilson, the start of last year, where splashy plays, big explosive plays, the Hail Murray that announced the arrival, and then things went asunder. I think if you can get some consistency in the run game with what they've built there, and I think that's the biggest question for them, right? Do they find support that isn't all on Kyler Murray's legs? Right, Chase Edmonds and whatever group of running backs come in over the course of the year to make that machine work. Because receiving wise, look, you added a gem in Rondale Moore, AJ Green plus matchup this week. You want to talk about deep sleepers in fantasy? But yeah, whenever you have a big explosive first game, especially against a would be contender in Tennessee, whatever the hell they become, you're looking at a squad that the hype machine is going to start to roll on, and that's certainly there. I just can't expect, you know, rolling up 35. They're going to have, and the defensive thing is really, that is an outlier performance, unless it's not, and then Chandler Jones gets declared king of the NFL, if that's where we're going, based on the, and the back and forth between he and Kyler Murray was pretty funny, going over their physiques and haircuts and everything. But no, I'm intrigued, but like you, there's going to be one or two games that are going to be mind-numbing that they lose, that you've penciled in as wins already.
I'm going to say tap the brakes on the Las Vegas Raiders. A big win on Monday night. They went down the field great. Hey, as I said after the game, if this is Derek Carr and he goes down the field like he did, he threw for 430 yards against a pretty decent Ravens defense. Hey, if he can do this, the Raiders are in business. But much like the Cardinals last year, I have seen this from the Raiders the past 3 years. Every time you start believing in them, the Raiders turn back into the Raiders. They win a couple of games, they can't handle success, and they lose a couple of games that are baffling to you. So let me see a little bit more if this is the real Las Vegas Raiders. Can they sustain going downfield? If they can do that, they're going to be fine. But if it's back to the dink and dunk Raiders, and suddenly it's a little bit tougher to win games, they'll start losing games that they should be winning. They need to be more aggressive. So I'm going to say tap the brakes on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I'm out on them already. They should have lost.
Wow, they won a game. You're already out on them.
I don't care.
You're
out. They should have, A, lost the game. Baltimore was depleted on both sides. Offensive line and defensive line and in the secondary. Like, you add it all up. And it's a great win, right? Opener at Allegiant with people in the stadium. All of those things. Fantastic Monday night. I'm out. I don't see it again.
You're out on them already. You're out on them already. I love it. They won a big game. I'm out.
That's great. I'm looking at the rest of the division. I'm more in on Denver.
What would you have done if they lost the game? Would you want to kick him out of the NFL?
No,
you had to get rid of him.
I would have worn that Guns N' Roses shirt, you know, for when they played Allegiant, because it was a bunch of guys in zoot suits and fedoras burying bodies in the desert.
And the last team, I think you and I are on different sides of this one. Tap the brakes on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know how much you love them, but the Steelers' offense was terrible. All right, it was really bad. The Bills kept giving them chances to get back in the game because the Steeler defense was pretty good, which I was really happy. Look, the Bills got out to a 10-0 lead, but they were able to make it a really long game. Anytime you can continue to get three and outs, eventually a team is going to break through. And I give the Steelers credit because they made enough plays to win this game, but the Steelers' offense is not what you think it is. The defense, as good as it was, can only do so much to win week in and week out. You need that Steeler offense to be back to what it was last year when it was, we had all kinds of weapons, right? We can run the football well. We got three guys to throw the football to. Yeah, I didn't really see that in week one. And it's not going to be that easy if you rely on your defense to say, hey, just play this great every single week. Yeah, it's not going to happen. So I'm tapping the brakes on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, see, this is where you and I go down divergent paths. Like we said, in Baltimore, the soft underbelly has been exposed. Right, this is a team that we're going to watch week to week with curiosity. As they play. And look, they've got Kansas City on Sunday night. So when we start looking at the division as a whole, Cleveland had a loss in week one, I think, for week two. They're going to get a better fight than most are going to give it. And then you love Cincinnati. I mean, you're working on Joe Burrow tattoos. See how I tied it back to his time at Ohio State and tattoos? No, so like when it comes down to it, not that he was there for that, but, you know, tattoo scandals. But the idea for the Steelers is, look, Buffalo's a top, 5'10 defense, depending on where you want to rank them, right? Coming into the year. And so you knew it was going to be a slug. They were underdogs, right? And not given much of a chance. Everybody was going, Buffalo, the continuation of last year. So here we go. And Ben's older, blah, blah, blah. Najee Harris didn't get going in that game. Good job by the Buffalo defensive front. And I think you'll see a better offense. Last year, they couldn't run the ball at all. In this case, you were just up against a quality opponent in week one. And I think it's a work in progress. I think better days are ahead. So we'll go down divergent paths, and we'll see where we meet at the end of week 17 when they're in the playoffs. And the Jets are home.
Well, the Jets, of course, are going to be.
Well, you like the way I just kind of slid that in.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, really? They think they're not going to be? I mean, look, we'll be home.
Hey, man, we got to make sure I got something right.
Yeah, but ask me why they're going to be home.
Why are they going to be home?
They'll be home because they'll be awaiting. Because they'll have the bye, because they'll have home field advantage, and they'll be home waiting.
That's hot take nonsense that only you can do, and that only you can find here at Fox Sports Radio.
Dude, we couldn't beat the Panthers, and they stink. I mean, come on. When a team that stinks can't beat a team that stinks, who are you going to beat?
Yeah, the potential of getting blown out in that game, too. But I'll give Zach Wilson credit, man. And he stood up to some reporters today. If you didn't see his media availability, folks, go ferret out those videos. Not until 11 o'clock, though. That's late night viewing. Maybe early morning viewing. I don't know. Whatever your poison is. Not now. But, you know, he stood up and he talked about things he needs to learn, which is great. Right? He
didn't
throw his offensive line under the bus when you're under duress and take six sacks and that you've already got the presence of mind to just say, you know what, I need to be better about my reads and getting the ball out. And just emphatically.
He's the real thing, man. He is the real thing. As long as he continues to progress, no matter what the record is this year, it's a success. I don't care if they go 1-16. If he's great every week and the reason they keep losing is because everything else stinks, like the defense and the running backs. Yeah, no. Hey, I'm 100% on that. But he is the real thing. But, yeah, of course, we're gonna be 0-6. We're going to be 0-6. It's going to be, have the Jets learned anything? And then it's going to be, but it's a better 0-6 than last year's 0-6 because as long as Zach Wilson plays well, it's fine.
You know what I'm doing right now, though, as everybody chases – I mean, look. Trading cards come out right now. They're really high, and certainly folks are jumping all over Trevor Lawrence cards. Justin Fields are just smoking hot like fire. Zach Wilson, even with the Jets tag, they're pricey, but there's a little bit of value, I think, because folks are like, he's a Jet. Like,
nah. Just wait. He's a Jet.
Just wait.
What are you going to do? He's a Jet.
Well, you've got a divided market. Either the New York market helps to sell a guy, or there's one that's like, he's a Jet. And right now he's he's a Jet mode, which means opportunities, folks.
So there we are looking at our tap the brakes after week one teams in the NFL. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. My goodness.
Hi, buddy.
What an ending between the Giants and the Washington football team. Oh, my goodness. Washington looks like they were going to blow it. Hopkins' field goal is wide right, but the Giants are called for offside. When you're lining up over the ball, you got to think, hey, you're going to be onside. Nope, not happening. Offside on the re-kick.
Yeah.
Hopkins is true, and Washington wins this game 30-29. And my goodness, what a reversal of fortune for the Giants, who were celebrating they had the game won. But as soon as the flag went down, you could see Giants players going, oh, man. Like, Taylor Heinicke was the guy pointing from the sideline,
yeah,
going, hey, offside. Hey, I saw it. Offside right there. It's like, wow, that's pretty good vision.
Good eye. Good
hey,
eye.
He's offside.
Eagle eye from the sideline. Look, both teams deserve to be raked across the coals for the way they operated in the final 2.5 minutes or thereabouts of this game. Because you go back to the Giants' possession and the field goal that gave them the lead. 4 plays, 3 yards. 16 seconds off the clock. Now, not often are we going to utter the words, that's way too much time for Taylor Heinicke. But he's a National Football League starting quarterback. Two minutes to move the ball, what, 35 yards for a super toe effort is not an insurmountable thing when you've only got a 2-point lead. Okay? So, for the Giants, terrible play calling and clock management. Have already talked about the defensive substitutions and the ineptitude there before Dexter Lawrence. And this is where I do the quick you know, parenthetical to this, Dexter Lawrence is already starting to get the abusive messages on Twitter and social media, just like Raheem Mostert did, you know, after incurring a season-ending injury. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you people? That's all I'm going to say. What the hell's wrong with you people? Guy made a mistake. Guy got What's anxious, tried to make a play, jumped it, bad, bad things. But in the end, both squads, after what was a fantastic game, did everything they could to lose it.
It was very difficult to see this game from both these teams because at least it was exciting, right? You have two teams that look, what are their ceilings for the season, right? The Giants is not very high. Washington, you're hoping maybe they can compete in the NFC East, right? Because clearly they're the second best team talent-wise behind the Cowboys. They have a better defense. They have some playmakers. Now they're figuring out their quarterback situation. So there's different things to look at with this. Boy, you know, they could have done this. They could have done this. But if you want to look at the positive side, right, deal with Washington first, is that Taylor Heinicke kind of has a little something about him.
A little swagger.
You know, like it's not quite Baker Mayfield-esque where, hey, every 5 seconds he wants to show you and tell you that, hey, I'm a walk-on member. I was a walk-on. Look what I'm doing. He's kind of backed off that a little bit, but he's got a little bit of that special itness to him, right? You remember last year in the playoff game against Tampa? I had a huge game. Right, Tampa, I mean, this is a Washington team that backed into the playoffs with a horrendous record, and he threw for 300 yards against them, and it was, you know, closer than anybody thought.
Making plays with his legs, extending plays. Yeah, no, it was exciting.
He was that kind of guy. And then you look at last week, you know, coming in for Fitzpatrick after getting hurt. All right, still threw the ball okay and nearly pulled off the win. Here he is in his first regular season start for Washington, and he goes for 330, a couple of touchdowns. His quarterback rating is up over 100. He kind of has something here. You know, and the best news for Washington is that it's not like, well, they spent 8 weeks with Ryan Fitzpatrick and then they went to Heinicke and boy, Heinicke was really good. No, I feel awful for Fitzpatrick getting hurt the way it is.
Well, but did you see what the rumor is?
Well, yeah, the rumor. That's
come
a
on,
tough
put
one,
come
you
know. On, put it up there.
That's tough. Yeah,
well, we have to address it.
Yeah, well, I got to think that if he really got hurt at a water park the week before the regular season, it would have been more than just a guy calling into a radio show saying, you know, he got hurt at a water park. He was walking around limping, talking to people. I got to think that would be more than just one guy calling a radio show.
I really just thought we needed it for laughs. I don't want to dig too deep into it. Because once you get into an NFL game, all it takes is getting rocked one time by a 325-pound defensive tackle. And, you know, bad things are happening to your body.
How'd you get hurt? I didn't cross my legs on the big water flume, and boy, that water went right up, and it was not comfortable, man. I couldn't walk.
I hit the side, you know, like, you know, you get racked around a little bit on those things. Yeah, I hit the side, the plastic tube, a little too hard. But you know, just for folks that hadn't seen that one, that, you know, you got to add a little levity sometimes,
right? I mean, you got to think it's more. It's probably, what if it was just a guy in a beard that liked to pretend to be Fitzpatrick? Like the guy who walks around pretending to be Conor McGregor
or
taking pictures
Paul
with everybody.
Gasol back in the day here in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. Well, that guy, you knew it wasn't Pau Gasol. He's like, hey, listen, I'm not Pau Gasol, but I'll dress like him and I look like him.
So yeah, but you know what? People are dumb.
So you
probably got a lot of free drinks and meals along the way if he played it right.
How tall are you? I'm 6'4". Boy, you're tall, but isn't Pau Gasol taller? No. It's the camera angles that they use in the games that make me seem like I'm really tall. No, but Heinicke kind of has something there a little bit, and it's going to be really fun to see him go. Because this is a guy that didn't get his chance till he was 27 years old, and you know Washington knows they think they have something with him because they didn't go out and get a quarterback in the offseason. They said, let's get Ryan Fitzpatrick. So let's get a guy just in case, and if it doesn't work out, we have a guy. Fitzpatrick wins the job, and clearly, you know, going through the offseason, like he's done this plenty of times. But Heinicke was pretty fun tonight. He was really accurate with the football. You know, there was no moment that seemed too big for him. And it's one of those where I could see the team taking on his personality. Like, hey, He's a success story, and we like to believe in success stories, and we believe in Taylor. We believe what he does. You know, we're in it for him. He's our guy, and I can see them taking on his kind of personality, and this is how they go forward. So in that, I can kind of see it's kind of like Baker Mayfield a little bit, where, hey, Mayfield came in and saying, hey, you know what? Let's take this league by storm, right? I'm great. You're great. We're all great, and the Browns are going, yeah. Why can't we all be great? And now they all think they're great. All right, now Baker Mayfield is great as we thought he was going to be. No, but he's still pretty bleeping good, and he's good enough to win with the Browns. But he's got that belief in the organization that they can be great, and look at what they've done. Look, you can't argue with their success the last year and a half. I kind of see that same thing here with Washington. Hey, we're going to get behind Taylor Heinicke, and now we can win a couple games here in a row because, you know, he's somebody that can't just make the plays now and again, but here's a pretty dynamic night from him, 330 through the air and a couple of touchdowns. This isn't just, hey, I'll run on fourth and seven and put my head down and get the first down and everybody loves me because I gave up my body for the team. No, he's got a little bit of that with him, but he also has a little bit of dynamicness, and that was on display tonight. I'm telling you, man, he's got something. He's probably one of the most intriguing quarterbacks in the NFL that I really want to see how he does every week because he's that intriguing.
Well, and that's it, right? Make plays with your legs, extend plays, and open up opportunities down the field, right? Most defensive backs, it's a short containment period, right? Before you start getting a little bit of separation, especially now with the number of defensive holding calls you get and interference gets into play a little bit more. So you can start getting that separation in space. Eventually, they'll get Curtis Samuel back, one of the offseason acquisitions. He's on short-term IR here, but you saw the big play from Ricky Seals-Jones going up and over Logan Thomas. They had a miscommunication earlier on a run, and it ended up with the McKissick touchdown. Yes, I know, fantasy owners, you're pissed because Gibson didn't get the ball there at the three, but you've got a two-man run game, and you look at McKissick as a receiver out of the backfield, right? 80 catches a year ago. He'll be active in this. Now you can get more creative with your offense and give the credit. And this isn't my sycophantic Northwestern take, but with Jason Wright and company, Taylor Heinicke had suitors. But when it was all said and done, nobody wanted to go and give him a guaranteed second year. And the dollars and everything didn't match up. So he's under contract for a total of about $4.5 to $5 million through the end of the 2022 season. So you've got a guy now, it's kind of like the Jameis Winston contract in New Orleans. Now all of a sudden he becomes your guy and you're not spending a lot at the quarterback position. We can talk about the Taysom Hill contract a whole other time, but for now we'll stay in Washington. You paid Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's on IR. It's Taylor Heineke's team now. And this was a weird win, but succeed and proceed, as Calipari said, but you've got to be salivating if you're looking at it as a coordinator going, all right, now I've got a guy that there's so much more we can bring to this offense. And Terry McLaurin finds a way to get open no matter what you do to him, which is fantastic, right? So you got, you know, boxing one on him, and he still finished with a 10-catch day.
Mm. I'll tell you, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so there's your Washington part of it now, and here's the Giants part of it. Now, before we get positive, because this is just I'm on the other side of the big failure by the Giants in this game. Right, they get the Ray Bradbury interception. They get the James Bradbury interception.
See what I did to you?
Yeah, you did that.
Now,
to me.
Now we're going into fiction writing and science fiction and all of these things. You're watching Independence Day right now, aren't you?
Sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry I'm late. Does anybody have a missile left? They get the interception. They have the ball at the 20-yard line, over 2 minutes left to go. What do? They run Saquon Barkley twice for 3 yards. Then they throw the pass on third down that's incomplete. Now, if Daniel Jones throws a better pass, that's a first down. But he throws a bad pass behind the receiver, couldn't come down with it, so they kick the field goal to go up 29-27.
Yeah, but ran a guy who was running in mud and falling.
Yes,
couldn't fall
exactly,
forward to
exactly,
save his soul.
Exactly.
So the third down play is bad,
right?
But the first two, the down are inexcusable.
It was awful. No. Everything they did was awful. But what I'm saying is that, just take that with a grain of salt before I get into really bash the Giants.
Oh, okay, good.
Is that if they do make that play, that's a first down and things go and things go well for him. Like if Daniel Jones makes a better throw, that's a first down, and then they're bleeding all kinds of time off the clock, and potentially the win for Washington gets way less. But you had the football at the 20-yard line, and there's over 2 minutes left to go, and Washington has all three timeouts. You're not going to bleed enough time off the clock to make it worthwhile that, hey, all right, if we go slow and try to take this time, that when Washington gets the ball back, they're not going to have any time left. There's four clock stoppages. You got four clock stoppages coming up. You have to be able to get aggressive to get the first down to keep the clock going.
Say it, Herm. Say it.
Yeah, hello, you play to win the game.
Thank you.
And they didn't. You gave the ball to Saquon Barkley, who was not getting you a first down. He had his 140-yard run. Every other run by Saquon Barkley is for minus yardage. You know this if you're the Giants by now. Hey, he had his one big play. In fact, the Giants should just figure out when Saquon Barkley has his one run, take him out of the game and don't use him anymore, because every other run is going to be for 0 yards or less. So you give the ball to a guy that you know is not getting you a first down. You needed to be more aggressive to get into the end zone, to force Washington to score a touchdown to beat you, because you weren't going to take time off the clock with what you were doing. Oh, we're going to run Barkley twice, then we throw it. That was awful. That was awful, awful clock management. And I know the first part of it is going to be, well, you need to take more time off the clock. No, you had to be more aggressive. You had to get in the end zone. Because the difference is, okay, if we try to do, we get in the end zone, we don't get it. Okay, Washington still has the ball with like a minute 45 left in a timeout. You know how easy that is for a team to get down the field in the NFL with a minute 45 left in a timeout, or even no timeouts when you got to get into field goal range? That's pretty easy to do. Time is not really your enemy. If it's 25 seconds, then you know what? Now you really put the screws to them. But you needed to be way more aggressive to try to get in the end zone and make Washington score a touchdown to beat you. And that's the big failure by Joe Judge and Jason Garrett. I mean, that was horrendous play calling. It's like, do we really want to be aggressive? We don't know. We don't want to turn the football over. We don't want to make a mistake. We don't want to take a sack. But we got to try for the first down. They got caught in between when they needed to be aggressive. And that's why the Giants are 0-2.
Well, I think the extension of that is, you just showed you don't believe in your guy to go move the ball. You took it out of his hands, and then on third down you had to pass. And was it a pinpoint precision pass? No. But it wasn't an awful throw. But you're looking at the past of Daniel Jones, just like it was on Twitter, saying here comes the turnover, here comes the fumble, dot, 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 insert whatever meme and joke you want here. As an organization, Joe Judge, Gettleman, the coordinators, everybody right there just said, we don't know that he's grown from where he is, and you took the ball away from him by giving it to a guy who had shown you time and time and in this game, he couldn't get it done. It's just inexcusable. Joe Judge has to answer for this in major ways, and I hope that the New York media isn't soft on him for a moral victory here, because this is the game they should have finished. That sequence, again, 4 plays, 3 yards, 16 seconds, and 2 runs to Saquon Barkley. Just inexcusable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about the 16 seconds because, like I said, there was just too much.
No, there is.
There's 4 clock stoppages. Right?
But it's still the point.
No timeouts. Right? If Washington was like, hey, they have no timeouts, so, okay, we know we got the 2-minute warning, and that's going to be it. So we're going to run Barkley. He'll take us down to the 2-minute warning. We'll run another play that'll take us down to like a minute 20, and then we'll run a play. They use their final timeout, and then suddenly they got to get down in a minute, whatever it is. That's kind of how you do it. But they got caught in the middle, and they got caught like they were afraid. They were afraid to try to put the football in Daniel Jones's hand to go make plays to win this game. And how do you do that? How do you do that to your quarterback that you want to figure things out? You got to figure Daniel Jones out. You got to figure out moments like this. Like this season for the Giants, they're going to stink. The number one thing is Daniel Jones our guy? And there was a prime example to say, hey, let's find out if he's our guy. Let's let him throw the football. Because you know what? He had thrown the football pretty well tonight. And if we don't want to have him throw the football, you know what? Let's have him run the football. Why?
But then he's not our guy.
Because he's run the football well tonight. Exactly.
Right, but he's not our guy if we're not willing to put the ball in his hands to try to win a bleeping game.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
It was gutless. A gutless play calling sequence. Mm.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Now we're talking.
Magic Johnson tweeting like a fool about week one in the National Football League, the most vanilla and obvious tweeter in the world. So your job is to figure out if what I'm giving you is a Magic Johnson tweet or if it is made up by me, playing as Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager, Alex Teicher, Ryan Bershinger. You guys ready?
Let's go.
All right, that is a tweet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Here we go. Is it getting easier to win on the road in the NFL? It sure looks that way. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
No.
Is it getting easier to win on the road in the NFL? It sure looks that way.
No, because then he would be taking a shot at one of the LA teams, and he can't do that in week one.
Ah, interesting. Okay. All right.
I'll say yes. It feels pretty terribly worded, so I'll say yes.
Wow. I mean, unless at the end he just went ram it all day and ram it on.
Yeah. Ram it.
The old song.
Don't you? Well, it was redone by Elton John, Steve. Anyway, let's finish, Tyshirt. What do you got?
Wow. I'm going with Bursch. I'm going to say yes.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet.
You blew it, Bursch. Sorry.
Raiders win over the Ravens. This is the best opening week in the NFL that I can remember.
Raiders
win over the Ravens.
Yeah, I could see that.
This is the best opening week in the NFL that I can remember.
I'll say yes.
How many periods did he use?
2 exclamation points at the end.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
I'll say no.
Oh, that is 100% a Magic Johnson tweet.
I knew it.
Stretch!
So many road team victories, so many upsets, so many great team and individual performances.
No.
Nah.
So many road team victories, so many upsets, so many great team and individual performances.
Is he writing a lead for a highlight show?
All right. You got 2 no's, Teicher?
I'll say yes, just to see if I get everyone wrong. Let's go. Yeah, Jay, you got to slow down here. I'm trying to scroll through his Twitter while you're reading these.
Cheater.
I'm going to go yes on this one.
That is a Magic Johnson.
How about that?
Sweet. How about that, huh?
Crazy.
Welcome back, Clayton Kershaw. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? Yeah. Welcome back, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I think so.
Did he spell Clayton right?
Wow! Whoa!
I'm just asking.
That was angry.
Is the tweet spelled correctly, Jason?
Everything is spelled correctly.
So then, no, that is not a Magic Johnson
tweet. Wow. Wow, hater.
Tell me I'm right.
Welcome back, Clayton Kershaw.
Tell me I'm right.
Is not.
Let's go!
Wow!
Let's go!
Tweet. What a performance by John Gruden, Derek Carr, and the Raiders. They're still a Los Angeles team.
No.
No.
No. Yes.
That is not.
Whatever.
Johnson tweets.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.